Before we get started, I want to make sure that if you'd like to call in and give us your opinion,
let us hear from you.
Yeah, our number is 584-1480, or from King County,
253-804-5765. No need to dial 1.
That's right. And do we have our other special guest?
We do. Hang on, and I'm going to bring her on right now. Sonia, are you there?
I am.
Hey, this is Audrey, and you are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we are doing good.
Hi, great. Sonia.
Hi.
I'm doing good now. I'm giving a heat treatment to my knee via my laptop.
Oh, good.
Well, we have with us today Sonia Meyer, who you're the public relations director?
Public relations specialist for the American Small Business League.
Now, talk to us just a little bit about what that is. What is the American Small Business League, and what do you folks do?
The American Small Business League is a nonpartisan advocacy group that works strongly to help small businesses receive more federal small business contracts. We're definitely trying to stop the diversion specifically of contracts that end up into the hands of some of the largest corporations in the United States and even Europe.
Now,
excellent.
That is actually against the law, is it not?
It is. Under the Small Business Act, which actually was established back in the 50s, a small business must be independently owned and operated and majority owned by a U.S. citizen.
And now, I'm not exactly sure how this used to work. Give us just a little brief history as to the Small Business Administration, say, over the last 10 years or so. How much has it changed, and what's going on with the Small Business Administration?
Well, the Small Business Administration, in our eyes, barely exists. They're definitely not doing their part as an agency to delegate these contracts and make sure that legitimate small businesses receive those contracts and that they don't get awarded to large corporations. If the Small Business Administration was doing their job on these issues, us as an organization probably wouldn't exist. We have been created solely based on the fact that the SBA is definitely not doing their job. Over the past 8 years under the Bush administration, their staffing and budget has been drastically cut, and we're fearful that it may be completely dismantled in the next years or so.
Well, I was looking at the Small Business Association's website and trying to figure out who the head of this thing is, and all I'm seeing here is the acting administrator, Sandy
Bruja?
Yeah, Bruja. That's easy for you to say.
Yeah. Now, I've heard his name a few times. So.
Is he like the director of that, or is there a current director of the Small Business Administration?
Technically, he is the director, but he was nominated just not even a year ago. He hasn't even been administrator for a year. He basically is just a Band-Aid right now before the new administration comes into play, which we hope definitely makes some changes and brings some new staffing and definitely increases the budget for that agency.
Now, the Small Business Administration, in some sense, actually is kind of an enforcement arm to enforce that small business law that was passed in 1953. Is it appropriate to think of it like that?
Oh, absolutely. Their job is to make sure that those laws are followed. It's also their job to keep data on where these contracts go. We've actually been in 4 lawsuits with them. We've won all 4 of them in regards or underneath the Freedom of Information Act to just get the information or the data of where these contracts are being awarded to. And every time we get that information, we find names of some of the largest corporations in the United States and Europe receiving these contracts. And this is intentionally and knowingly awarded by people that work in the Small Business Administration.
You mean an agency under the Bush administration is acting in secret to work against the interests of small business in the United States? You tell me it's not true.
I know. It's hard to believe, but it's true, and it's been going on for almost a decade now.
Now, you also...
Like 8 years, maybe?
Maybe somewhere around there. 8 years and minus 48 days, I think.
Now, we can't just... Now, is this a pattern that has developed just in the last 8 years? In the previous administration, just in all fairness, how was the Small Business Administration run differently? Do you think it was more effective for small business than getting contracts to small businesses?
I think their staffing was fuller, and they had a larger budget. back in the Clinton administration. Our President Lloyd Chapman realized in 1992, he's actually a former small business owner.
Talk about him for a sec. And
yeah. So he was a small business owner, and one of his employees lost a contract to Berman NV, which is now Staples. And this was solely a Dutch firm. They had never had businesses in America. It had no relation to American businesses. And when he found out that his contracts of being a small business owner were being awarded to Berman MV, he completely saying, you know, this is not happening. I'm doing something about this. And ever since, he's been fighting that issue.
So he's actually taken this thing on himself. Now, you folks also, another part of what you do is to track the progress of small business in the United States, right?
We don't necessarily track the progress of small businesses, but we definitely have seen a decrease in small businesses. They're definitely fading away, unfortunately.
It's kind of like media consolidation. I mean, you know, from our perspective, media consolidation, where there used to be, say, 1,600 or 2,000 owners of radio stations across the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
That's now five. There's five owners of 90% of the radio stations. So
exactly. That's definitely what's going on, is that larger corporations are, you know, buying small businesses, but then they're claiming they're using that small business that they joined with to say that they're a small business to get that status. And then they receive contracts that are supposed to be going to legitimate small businesses, not just small businesses that are underneath or being really funded by Raytheon and Halliburton.
Well, Sonia, what can your organization do to help new small businesses get up and running?
Well, what we do, we can't necessarily help a business get started, but we can do a lot of things to make contracts more available for small businesses who do business with the federal government. We talk to small businesses on a daily basis and welcome all questions. We do, you know, like to help small businesses that are trying to do business with the federal government contact the Small Business Administration. We also give them resources and contacts if they need them.
So do you have a phone number or a website that they can reach you at?
Absolutely. Our website is just simply ASBL.com, so American Small Business League.com.
ASBL.com.
Correct.
When you're talking to small business today, I mean, have you noticed a change in what their concerns are as far as trying to stay in business, of, say, for example, from 2000 to now? What's the biggest change that you're seeing? What's the biggest challenge facing small business?
I think the biggest challenge facing small businesses is that large corporations are receiving somewhere between $80 to $100 billion a year in contracts that are supposed to be set aside to go to legitimate small businesses, which is by law under 500 employees.
So, you know, there's on the website here, ASBL, because I do have my laptop at my fingertips. I'm watching this creeper go around and around, mm-hmm. about the, and this gives you an idea where Small Business Administration funds are going, and these are not mom and pop stores. You're talking Hertz, Goodyear, Home Depot, Honeywell, IBM, Johnson & Johnson, John Deere, Kellogg. I mean, these are not little businesses. These are not small businesses.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that blows us away is, you know, when the Small Business Administration is in charge of awarding these contracts, when you see the name, you know, Raytheon, you know that's not a small business, but they're still awarding those businesses these contracts.
Now, let me ask you, there are, you know, offshoot businesses. We're hearing a lot about this because of the bailout situation with the big three automakers. They're saying it's not just that one huge corporation that's going to be affected. There are smaller businesses that exist solely for the purpose of providing, say, for example, a plastic grommet that goes into making a license plate holder, which is sold to a corporation. In this bailout process, if General Motors and the other two go down, that's going to take a whole bunch of smaller businesses with them. Do you guys fear that at this point?
We definitely are very concerned with that whole situation. As far as the bailout bill goes, We wouldn't need these bailout bills if we simply stopped the diversion of federal small business contracts to large corporations. We would be making more access, somewhere between, like I said, 80 to 100 billion more a year to America's 27 million small businesses. And as far as employment goes, because I think that's something that a lot of people are fearing with these companies going out of business, is that there's going to be thousands of people without jobs. Well, I think it's important to say that our president always says, Lloyd Chapman, that large corporations have not generated a single job since 1978, and small businesses employ more than 50% of all jobs in our nation's workforce.
When you think about what corporate America has done for, you know, manufacturing, it's the net job loss would be probably what I think our last estimate I heard was like 10 to 15 million manufacturing jobs since this influx of outsourcing began. So, again, it's like, well, we want to prop up these huge corporations. They're too big to fail. What percentage approximately does small business employ in this country?
96% of all small businesses actually have fewer than 100 employees.
Right.
So I see it as, if let's say these companies do go out of business, thousands of people are out of jobs. If small businesses had the funds to employ more people, I think we would definitely be seeing some grass work being done in the economy. We would definitely be seeing some success in progressing instead of falling.
Right. Well, you know, it's an amazing time in our country. And what can the American people do in order to help support small business? What's one step they can take?
I always say, you know, stay local. You know, support your local businesses and your local economy. I would also definitely say, you know, to make sure that, you know, if you are buying from a large corporation, that corporation isn't competing with other small businesses that are in your area that you could support.
I think another step, because we're a political talk show, is that we can suggest that our listeners and people across the United States call their congressman and say, look, something needs to be done about the Small Business Administration.
Absolutely.
It needs to start serving.
We got to stop right there. We're up against the break.
I know, but we got 10 seconds. Sonia Meyer from American Small Business League, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
And we'll be talking in the future, I'm sure.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And we'll be back after these wonderful words from our even more wonderful sponsors. I'm still home.